Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Sunshine came softly through my...
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Got a fine guest, a friend of ours, coming soon. Former U.S. Attorney James Santel. He's going to join at the top of the next hour. And then the hour after that, the happier, happy hour, I got Batman, Matt Rothschild, from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, coming into the world headquarters, Devil Radio Studios, right here, University Avenue, a snowy, sunny University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin. But Fancy Brian, before we wrap up this big hour and I bid you adieu for the weekend, big fella, I want to bleed out one more piece. Greg Sargent at the Washington Post. Morning Joe shock over Jenny Thomas points to a hidden January 6th truth. Well, let me read into the body of the piece. Starting not from the top, but, you know, you'll get the point. This sparked serious consternation on Morning Joe, with host Joe Scarborough delivering an emotional diatribe, and I tried to, you know, match his emotion, if you will, for you, our fair audience. Think about the sickness of this, Scarborough said Friday. He summons the name of Jesus Christ for his help in overturning American democracy. Now, Sargent writes, the sentiment is understandable, but what this level of shock really indicates is this. We haven't paid enough attention to the role of right-wing Christian nationalism in driving Trump's effort to destroy our political order and in the abandonment of democracy among some, the right, on the right more broadly. In invoking Jesus's support for Trump's effort to overturn the election, Meadows, who handled evangelical outreach in the White House, was not merely making an offhand comment. He was speaking in a vein that has held wide currency among Christian nationalists right throughout the Trump years, right through the insurrection attempt. Sarah Posner, a scholar of the Christian right, has extensively documented the role of that movement in supporting and lending grassroots energy to the effort to overturn the election procedurally and even in fomenting the insurrection itself. The rhetoric from the Christian right about Trump has long sounded very much like the exchange between Meadows and Thomas. In a piece tracing that rhetoric, Posner concludes that many on the Christian right, Trump was the anointed one, right? Anointed by God as the fulfillment of a long-sought goal of restoring the United States as a Christian nation. In this narrative, Trump, despite his glaring and repugnant personal imperfections, well, he's the vessel to carry out the struggle to defeat various godless, you know, think Dominic, and secularist infestations of the idealized Christian nation, from the woke to the globalist, to the communist, to the deep state. This culminated with an effort to overturn the election and a lead up to the January 6th rally that morphed into a mob assault. As Posner documents, Christian right activists developed a bellicose Christian narrative in defense of Trump's coup attempt, investing it with biblical significance and casting it as a holy war against an illegitimate state. That illegitimate state, of course, is our democracy. And so when Thomas and Meadows text about the religious dimensions of the coup attempt, they are echoing much of what we've long heard from the Christian right about it. Here is what Meadows texted back to Thomas. I read this a couple days ago. Evil looks like victor until the King of Kings triumphs. Do not grow weary. Thomas, who played a key role in trying to subvert Trump's loss as a leader of the group that included various Christian right elements, sounded similarly messianic tones in her text. She invoked the needs to stand firm with the great president whose might and glory were keeping America from plunging into the precipice. Meadows' text to Thomas and her grateful and enthusiastic reply demonstrates how the pair saw themselves as soldiers in this spiritual battle from which they should never retreat. Posner told me, adding, again to the author, told me adding that this is representative of rhetoric that has long permeated Trump's base. And here, we're getting close to the conclusion. To be fair, some Christian voices roundly condemned the January 6th violence. But on the day itself, there were so many Christian symbols of various kinds visible throughout the Stop the Steal rally crowds as Robert Jones, the founder and CEO of Public Religion Research Institute, has documented. Here's a quote from him. "The evidence for white Christian nationalism's importance to the effort to overthrow the election was right before our eyes on January 6th. It was in the signs that they carried. It brought a veneer of divine blessing on the violence of the insurrection." Hear all that? Divine blessing on the insurrection.
You know, you never ever admit you're wrong or think you're doing wrong when you presume you know the will of God. And I don't know anybody who's more arrogant than one who presumes the will of God. But maybe I'm just old-fashioned.
Here is the three-paragraph conclusion. It's short. I'll bring it to an end. And then perhaps one more, maybe two phone calls, 844-967-2789. Greg Sargent writes, "Which is why reckoning with the role of this movement," again, the Christian nationalist, "in the turn against democracy is important. It is a violent reclamation movement," Jones told me. "If we're going to move into a promise of multi-religious, multi-ethnic democracy, these forces are going to have to be confronted." In his diatribe about Meadows' invocation of Jesus, Scarborough said, "He's right. It was a fight between good and evil. He just got the jerseys mixed up." Scarborough repeated that this is a sickness. But this movement runs a whole lot deeper than Meadows and Thomas, and it ain't going anywhere. 844-967-2789. Where'd CJ go? Could have been your time to shine, CJ. Your moment.
I'll fill in for him.
One shining moment.
But what about Joe Biden?
And Afghanistan. And Hillary's emails. You know, they've gotten awfully quiet about Hillary's emails. Another Cap Times editorial today I noted, sort of dated.
Well, Trump's taking care of that. He's got the lawsuit against her, so.
Well, the very same people that whined and cried and said, lock her up. They sure did go silent on Trump's, 15 boxes of top secret documents he took down to Mar-a-Lago, tried to flush down the commode. They don't talk much about that. Do they? Lock him up?
Yeah, no. And again, when you're doing the will of God, it doesn't really matter about logic or reason or anything. Faith must trample underfoot all reason and understanding.
You know, here's the great news. We're going to have a fine guest, and he's coming now. His name's James Santel. He's a friend of ours. He's a former U.S. attorney. And when legal things happen, here in the state of Wisconsin, all across the nation, James is a wonderful resource. And I cannot think of a week that has had all the ups and downs that this week has had. So I'm going to have a great next hour, and I hope you stick around for it, except for you, Fancy. Class dismissed for you, fella. You can hit the road. Got Avin filling in to the end. So you have a great weekend. The rest of you, you ain't done yet. More Devil's Advocates in my fine co-devil for hour two, James Santel, former U.S. attorney.
Nobody can even begin to imagine